Pendengar sekalian, meningkatnya premi asuransi kesehatan swasta akan menyebabkan beberapa warga meneliti persyaratan yang ada dalam asuransi mereka. Mulai tanggal 1 April yang lalu, semua premi kesehatan akan dinaikkan sebesar 5,6% atau $200 per tahunnya. Saat ini biaya meningkat dua kali lebih cepat dibandingkan dengan inflasi dan menyebabkan biaya bagi anggota pemegang asuransi kesehatan meningkat 10%. Berikut ini sebuah laporan tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Gary Cox. Coralan Ibbotson, warga dari Sydney, telah mengambil asuransi kesehatan pada taraf tertinggi untuk selama 22 tahun terakhir ini, dan ia mengira asuransinya itu akan membayar semua biaya rumah sakit. Namun ketika ia mengajukan klaim untuk operasi sehari atau day surgery yang dijalaninya, ternyata layanan tersebut tidak termasuk dalam asuransinya.
I've actually worked out that if I drop the policy and just put the money in the bank, I'm ahead of the game because it actually doesn't cover me for the things that I particularly want in my health fund, but I didn't realize it didn't cover me.
Ibbotson adalah seorang penyedia layanan finansial profesional dan mengatakan bahwa industri asuransi kesehatan harus mengalami pergantian.
I think if I'm paying for something, I want to know exactly what I'm paying for and how I'm covered. And I think a number of different industries are regulated like that. And I just think this particular industry seems to be able to do whatever it likes.
Dr. Richard David dari Private Healthcare Australia yang memiliki sekitar 20 miliar dalam industri asuransi kesehatan mengatakan bahwa asuransi kesehatan berkomitmen memberikan perlindungan yang terjangkau dan mudah dimengerti, sementara biaya medis semakin meningkat.
Health funds are working with government to look at ways to firstly make the system easier for consumers to understand and secondly to reduce the upward pressure on premiums so that health insurance becomes more affordable.
Menurut Dr. David, biaya asuransi kesehatan rata-rata untuk keluarga sekitar $4,000 per tahun. Josie Fascio adalah anggota Medibank yang juga akan menaikkan preminya sampai 10% mengatakan bahwa saat ini ia membayar $300 premi setiap bulan dan kini meragukan apakah polisinya itu memberikan value for money.
That's when I thought I really need to have a look at what my cover is, what I, you know, I haven't actually looked at it in the past. I've always just absorbed the costs and continued paying. This time I thought, no, that's enough. I really have to look at what I've got, what I'm covered for.
Fascio memiliki dua orang anak berusia 10 dan 14 tahun dan merasa kurang aman jika tidak memiliki asuransi kesehatan swasta. Oleh sebab itu, ia mengganti proteksinya menjadi basic saja.
I have just recently changed from a mid-level hospital to a basic one. I'd found that my premiums had risen about 10% and I just couldn't juggle everything, so I decided to go for a basic cover instead, and I'm saving myself about $100 a month.
Do you think you are well informed about your cover and have the flexibility you need?
I am now. I don't think I was before. I just used to pay. Now I definitely am. I did a lot of research. I looked at things online. I called a few different companies.
Sebuah kelompok para konsumen, Health Forum, mewakili kepentingan para konsumen perawatan kesehatan warga Australia. CEO dari kelompok tersebut, Leanne Wells, memperingatkan bahwa premi akan naik, namun kualitas perlindungan justru menurun.
But the big concern at the same time as premiums rising is that the health funds are shrinking the cover they're providing as part of those premiums.
Wes mengatakan saat ini terdapat sekitar 40.000 produk asuransi kesehatan swasta di Australia dan hal itu sangat membingungkan bagi para konsumen ketika mencari proteksi yang sesuai.
It's not surprising that people are questioning its value. It's not surprising that there's mounting community anger and frustration about this because there are not only the cost considerations but the sheer difficulty in trying to shop around and get a better deal is enormously challenging.
Wes mengatakan subsidi pemerintah federal untuk asuransi kesehatan swasta telah menekan lebih lanjut sistem kesehatan publik dan semestinya dana itu dapat digunakan dengan lebih baik.
The government itself has a big stake in this as taxpayers and the government. There's a $6 billion private health insurance rebate. We think that rebate could be better directed to apply only to policies that have minimum exclusions, only to policies that comply with a really comprehensive minimum set of standards or characteristics, if you like, that would deliver better value for the taxpayer.
Nah pendengar, demikian tadi rangkuman singkat tentang premi dari asuransi kesehatan yang semakin meningkat, sementara kualitas layanan yang disediakan semakin menurun.